Hello and welcome to another podcast taken from Mark Tiley in the morning. That's me, by the way. This guest, an incredible story to tell, has been writing massive hits for the likes of Take That, Celine Dion, Bryan Adams, even Shirley Bassey. And after 20-odd years of doing that, he finally decided to make his own album. So, there's only one question you've got to ask straight away, isn't there?
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
What took you so long with this amazing album?
It actually all started at a special birthday party of mine, which was my 50th birthday party. And I invited a load of artists that I'd written songs for throughout my career, and Alfie Bowe and Heather Small and Take That and S Club all turned up for this thing. We sold out the Sheffield City Hall and raised 100 grand for the charity. So it was a beautiful night. And I started the gig like I would do normally, and these gigs, and started with one of my hits or whatever. And apparently Alfie was in the changing room with Gary Barlow, and Alfie said to Gaz, who's singing? And Gaz said, it's Elle. You know, what do you think we're doing here, sort of thing? And he said he knew he was a singer. Anyway, afterwards, Gary called me, and he's one of my closest friends and collaborators. So he called me and went, Elle, you need to make an album. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, listen, I do these gigs for you, and God bless him, I drag him out to all kinds of events to come and do charity events with me. And he said, I come and do these gigs for you. You always sell them out. People know who you are. You need to make a record for these people. I honestly thought he was insane. So I didn't do anything about it. And then a couple of months later, I went to see the boys on tour, and he'd arranged for me to meet an agent. I got there. And I said to him, what is wrong with you? And he went, Elle, I'm not letting it go, mate. You need to make a record. So then, of course, this last year happens to us. And he called me one day and he said, if you're not going to do it now, what else are you doing? Why wouldn't you make an album? So I thought, you know what? He's on one ear. All right, I'll write a couple of songs, see how it goes. And as I started doing it, I sort of thought to myself, do you know what? These are all the things I've said to artists over the years. If you're going to make a record, it's got to be honest. It's got to be real. And it's got to be sort of about you, so that when people listen to it, they're investing in you. They know who you are and they get to know you. So it's got to come from a special place. So I did that. And I thought, if I was going to make an album, it would be in this style, because this is what I love. And it's that sort of late 70s, early 80s yacht rock pop sort of era of Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, etc. So I just started writing songs and found that after a few songs, they were getting more and more honest and real. And I thought, well, you know what? This is me. Let's put it out. Let's see what people laugh at it. What are you going to do? It is what it is. And I've been bowled over by the fact that we've had such a lovely response from it so far.
Well, it's been an amazing track record so far. Two singles. This is the current one, When Love Breaks Down. We'll talk some more after this.
You said maybe we should wait a while, give ourselves another chance. I don't want to be the one to say goodbye, goodbye. Try to deny there's no sense living this life when there's no reason why. When love breaks down, there's no one else around. Deep inside your heart you know it's over, but we just can't let go.
When Love Breaks Down, from my guest this morning, Elliot Kennedy. 20-odd years, he thought, oh, maybe I will, maybe I won't. And he did. And Gary Barlow pushed him into it, which is just a great story in itself. I was reading, Elliot, that song is particularly emotional for you.
It is. It's actually about my divorce. And anyone who's been through anything like that knows how painful and stressful it is. And, you know, as a songwriter, you have the opportunity to sort of use those experiences. Because let's be honest, the saddest thing about being a human being is that we tend to only learn anything through pain. And it's the one of the things that resonates with all of us and binds us as a species, if you like. And you've got an option either to try and put it in the shadows and it becomes your enemy, or you purge it, you learn from it, you kind of express it in some way, and then it becomes an asset and you build, you know, you get stronger from it as a result. So I decided to use that experience and express it in the best way that I can as a songwriter. As painful a story as it is, the idea is that if anyone listens to it and it resonates with them, they can realize actually that someone else has been through this. I know what this person's feeling. And it could be inspirational. And that means you've got something positive out of the experience. And that was the motivation for doing it. Secondly, I've said forever, and have to be honest with myself about this, if you're going to do this, you have to be honest. It's honesty that is what connects us through music. Nothing else is that important. So it comes down to just writing and being honest with everyone.
Well, I'll tell you something else that I reckon really, really got all of us in radio land and telly land, all that malarkey involved, is that you are a totally genuine article. You've been writing for people for 20-odd years, Brian Adams, Atomic Kitten, Celine Dion, Shirley Bassey. You know your writing trade. You've not come out of a virtual reality machine, which is so refreshing.
The irony is I actually worked on X Factor.
I know.
Doing what I do. doing what I do, developing artists, being there, you know, helping coach them. And this is the stuff, you see. I've had to go back to listening to myself and going like, come on, Elle, this is what you tell people. And you know, when I tend to teach a lot as well, you know, I do colleges and universities, things like that. And sometimes you get into a bit of a patter. I think anyone who does what they do and they've done it so long, it's not that you're being dishonest or anything, but you get into a way of conveying it and communicating to people that you just say, and sometimes in situations like this, I've had to stop and go, hold on. This is what you teach people. This is what you have got to go back and be honest about all this stuff. If you're saying that this is the foundation of music and being an artist, and I always say that at the end of the day, the job is not writing a song or singing a song or dancing to a song. It's to transfer emotion. That's the actual job. And if you start from that place and it's honest, then it will connect with people. It might only connect with five people. But what are you doing this for? If you say, oh, well, I want to sell a million records, you're not going to do it. It's not the right way to go about it. It might sell a million records, but you're not going to feel fulfilled, because the actual starting point has to be more human than that. I'm quite philosophical about this stuff, and I go back to some of the foundations of why I do this. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, to succeed is for one person to breathe easier because you're alive. That's how you weigh, that's how you value success. And you go, okay, if that's the case, then one person hears this that's going through a divorce and goes, I'm going to get through this. Job done. How can you value it any other way?
Elliot, it's been absolutely brilliant and inspirational having you with us today. We're going to go back to the very first single that came out, well, just before Christmas, wasn't it? My Destiny. The album's coming soon. A Yacht Named Sue. Love the title. And hopefully, not before too long, we can chat face to face. That'll be great.
Absolutely. Look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Elliot Kennedy for joining me on Mark Tiley in the Morning. And keep coming back to here, manxradio.com, for more podcasts, all sorts of things coming your way. And don't forget to join me Monday to Friday, 9:30 until 12. I'll see you soon. Thank you.